conquer, and divide. This is Jav Parrish. In the last 3 weeks, I've discussed both newly released Abu Ghraib torture photos and the bombing of the Askari Mosque in Samarra, both of which have added gasoline to the fires of expanding sectarian civil war in Iraq and the enmity of both Sunnis and Shiites in Iraq for occupying US and UK forces. Now comes still more gasoline, a new report released last Monday by Amnesty International UK, which confirms in dreadful detail what many Iraqis already believed, that prison system abuses by occupying forces in the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government have continued since Abu Ghraib. The findings directly implicate Washington in current human rights abuses and go a long way toward explaining why a continuing U.S. troop presence in Iraq, far from keeping a lid on civil war, is actually making the violence, sectarian and otherwise, far worse. Amnesty's report has two broad components. The first focuses on the current detention by U.S. and U.K. forces without charges or trial of an estimated 14,000 Iraqis. Amnesty compares the lack of due process and the conditions under which the prisoners live to Guantanamo Bay. Iraqis have been complaining about such practices consistently since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003, but this is the first extensive documentation of the widespread scope of the problem. The second focus of the Amnesty report, on torture, mentions occupying force abuses, but singles out the extensive and growing reports of torture and death squad executions being carried out by factions within the Shiite-controlled Iraqi government. Most of the reports of torture and death squad activity are associated with the Interior Ministry, and the relationship of the Interior Ministry to the highest levels of Iraq's government is unequivocal. The Interior Ministry is linked primarily with the Badr Brigade, the private militia of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. The Supreme Council, in turn, is the largest of the fundamentalist Shiite political parties controlling the Iraqi government, and it's closely aligned with the hardline mullahs of Iran. The Badr Brigade, in fact, has largely been trained by Iran's infamous Revolutionary Guards. Such private sectarian militias are increasingly what Iraqis are turning to for protection from Iraq's violent chaos. Washington has pursued in Iraq policies which have hastened Iraqis' embrace of sectarian identities. Before the invasion, Iraq was a largely secular country with extensive ethnic and interreligious intermingling. Now, the security threat from opposing sectarian groups is so great that in recent months, and especially in the weeks since the Samarra bombing, Sunnis and Shiites living in each other's towns and neighborhoods have begun to be forced out. But even with a strong popular backlash against the violence in the days that followed Samarra, the country has settled back into a far higher level of sectarian violence. The director of Baghdad's morgue has now fled the country after revealing that death squad activities and executions of Sunnis were far more extensive than previously known. Iraq is on the verge of an explosion. Anything could set it off. After the Samarra bombing, it's hard to find anyone among either Sunnis or Shiites in Iraq who want the occupying Americans and Brits in their country. Sunnis believe the Americans are conspiring, along with the Shiite-led government we control, in the death squad's torture and other abuses of Sunnis. Shiites, in turn, resent U.S. pressure to include Sunnis in some sort of a national unity government, and some actually believe the U.S. itself was behind the Samarra bombing. Nobody outside America believes that Washington is either a legitimate mediator or can help prevent an escalation in civil war by keeping its troops in place. Quite the opposite. America's presence, by exacerbating sectarian affiliations, is actively increasing the violence. George Bush has effectively turned the old strategic chestnut on its head. First, America conquered. Then, we divided. Both the anti-American insurgency and the unfolding civil war in Iraq are the inevitable results. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.